Reverend Frank Fowler and his guest are back to talk about it right here on RNJ.
Everyone is very concerned about their personal health, their family's health. Health is a huge issue. All of us well know the issues of health insurance, and most of us, I sure hope, regularly check in with health providers of different levels to maintain and improve our personal health. Public health is a little bit different, and what you may or may not know is that there are people working for public health causes in the county, and that's why we have them with us today, to help you know more about what they do, who they are, what some of the programs are, and also to talk about some of the topics within the area of public health. Very pleased to welcome to the studio with me today Mary Guglielmo, who is a public health nursing supervisor, Warren County Health Department, Michelle Blanford, who's the director of outreach for Zufall Health Center, and Katie Stewart, a health educator with Warren County Health Department. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for taking your time to be with us, and thank you for your good work on behalf of the public. Start with you, Katie, talking a little bit about something that's very relevant and partly why you're here this particular month, because this is an important month in public health. Talk with us about it.
Yes, it is. August is National Immunization Awareness Month. This was established to encourage people of all ages to make sure they're up to date on their vaccines. And vaccines are so important to protect yourself, your loved ones, and the vulnerable in our communities. Mary, I believe you can talk about some of our vaccine programs at the health department.
Yes, at the health department, we do offer vaccines for children and adults, and we offer them for people who do not have medical insurance or their insurance does not cover the cost of vaccines. And I just want to say that it's very important for adults. We often forget about ourselves, that we also need vaccines, which are very important for our loved ones and our whole community at large. For instance, the Tdap vaccine, which has pertussis in it.
Could you say what that is?
Tdap, it actually stands for tetanus vaccine, diphtheria, and pertussis.
Okay.
Every adult should get the tetanus vaccine every 10 years.
Right.
But the Tdap should be at least one of those vaccines because it has pertussis in it. And pertussis does circulate within our community, as it does all over the United States.
Now, that's new to me, Mary. So pertussis is what?
Pertussis is also called whooping cough.
Okay.
And
now you're connected.
Yes. And so it can be a very serious and can actually be even a fatal disease in young children, and young children who are not adequately protected from it. And this would include children that don't have their complete vaccine series or do not get their vaccines on time.
So let's go into the big picture of vaccines. I got vaccines when I was a kid. I have a feeling I got perhaps 7 or 8. I don't know. There's a lot more vaccines that are out there now. And there's also a pushback movement from some parents and some places in our society that suggests that we shouldn't have vaccines given so often, so much. How many in general, if a person said, I want my child to have everything they need, let's say by the age of 10, just to pick a number, how many vaccines would a child receive in a perfect world from your perspective, give or take?
It's at least 12 vaccines.
12, okay.
But that's 12 different types of vaccines. There's more than 12 that are actually given, because a child needs sometimes a series of vaccines because they need to be boosted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say vaccines have been highly researched for how much vaccine a child needs and when they need those vaccines. So it's vitally important to always stay on the schedule that is recommended. And actually, children receive less antigens than they did in the 1940s, when we only received 3 vaccines, and now we receive so many more, but there's actually less immunological components in the vaccines today.
Okay, we need to
right.
slow down a little
okay.
bit there for me too, because antigens were starting to get technical.
Right. So a child can receive 20, so many types of vaccines, so many at one time. A child can receive 20 different vaccines in one setting, and it will not hurt them. A child is exposed to far more just by going outside. So these vaccines are so perfected and have been perfected to a point where there's much less components in them as what we got as children or my father got as a child. So
they're weaker?
They're not weaker. They're just finely developed.
Okay.
I'll say that. To a
targeted.
Point. Targeted to the specific antigen and to what a child actually needs, the amount a child needs to boost their system to create immunity.
Okay. We're going to take a break in just a moment. The pushback that I referred to, you know all about it much better than me, but we need to address it. The pushback is from some younger families, obviously all young moms, further we're talking children under 10, who are hearing, reading, and in many cases believing that vaccines have some negative correlation to autism or other neurological issues. And so we need to just ask your opinion of that when we come back from our break. Friends, we're talking about public health. We're talking with three folks in our community who work in public health, Mary Guglielmo, Katie Stewart, and we'll talk in just a moment with Michelle Blanchfield from Zufall Health Center. If you'd like to share in our conversation, maybe you have a thought about vaccines, give us a call. 908-852-1234 is the number, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It with Reverend Frank Fowler on RNJ. Back after this.
Think Hackettstown businesses have a lot to offer? You bet they do. Here are just a few examples.
Hi, it's Ray Jandura at Blue Ridge Lumber Kitchen and Bath Designs. If you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or building a new one, our showroom on Liberty Street in Hackettstown will give you some great ideas. Call Blue Ridge Lumber today to make your first appointment to get the ball rolling on your dream kitchen.
Ciao, this is Monica at Mama's and Cafe Bocce. If you're having an event, Mama's offers two private party rooms. And for weddings and other special events, consider Bello Giorno, our banquet hall with beautiful riverside views. Mama's Catering, for the special events in your life.
When you see the check engine light on your dash, don't panic. Take your vehicle to...
Now back to Let's Talk About It on RNJ with your host, Reverend Frank Fowler.
Glad you're with us as we all are a part of the public, and we all have a concern for public health. Every once in a while you hear about rumors or wonderment about major outbreaks of diseases in the fall season. In the winter, we talk about the flu outbreaks and epidemics that are possible and new strains that come. All comes under some way or another the public health concerns that we all share as a part of our community and our country. And that's why it's very important and very valuable today to have three folks to talk with us about public health, and that's what we're doing. And we also now want to enter into a conversation about vaccines. As per some people's point of view, that vaccines can have a negative correlation. And so we have Cheryl on the line with a question. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
What's your thought or comment?
Well, I was curious, now that so many who were diagnosed in the 30-year-ago range with autism, it seems like it would become an epidemic now. I have a 28-year-old son who's autistic, and now he has many, many more mental issues on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if public health is prepared. I know many police departments now, like Mount Olive, they're going through autism training so that they can deal with these adults. And I'm just wondering if we're prepared for what's going to happen with all of these kids who are becoming adults now.
Sure. Let me ask you, though, Cheryl, to kind of refine that question vis-a-vis vaccinations, which is where we started. Yeah. Did you have a concern? Have you had a concern over the years that the autism of your son might have been triggered or in any way connected to vaccinations?
Well, over the years, yes, especially early on, we really felt that, and actually many doctors during that time said that there may be, and they didn't have the answers, but there were other mitigating circumstances too. My son is adopted. I got him at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So there could have been other mitigating circumstances there. But yes, I mean, that is, I've had concerns. I have five grandchildren now, and I've been concerned about every one of them getting vaccinated just because of what I've had to live through.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you for your question and comment. We'll disconnect you and reconnect with our experts in the room and see what their thoughts are. Thank you for calling, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's jump over to Mary from the public health nursing supervisor position, and we're talking about vaccinations. And let's remind you, Katie, that this is National
National Immunization Awareness Month.
Okay, so we're trying to make people aware today. Mary, this is nothing new. The papers, the media, for a long time have suggested some kind of correlation. I've got adult daughters who have children. They went through the anguish, not anguish, that's too strong, but the perplexity of, should I have my child vaccinated with everything? Is there a correlation? And Michelle, off air a moment ago, you said that as a mom, you've had some of these same questions. So let's just have a conversation mainly about this whole issue of autism that Cheryl brings to us. Mary, what are your thoughts there?
Well, all the research, and there's been a lot of research that has gone on about the correlation between the MMR vaccine and autism, and there shows no connection that it causes autism. So all I would ask everybody who is really concerned about this to look into it further, look into the reputable research. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has an excellent site, as does the CDC and the New Jersey Department of Health. That is the single most important advice I can give to anybody, is to look up the correct information.
And that's exactly what we want to do here. So it's so helpful, because, Katie, what you want people is to be aware, Awareness Month, as we've said. And yet at the same time, as I reported, my own daughters who have children went through this, and may still be. I'm not positive. And Michelle, you are with us representing Zufall, but you're also a mom. So you felt some of these same questions about vaccination. Should I, shouldn't I? Is there a correlation in any way to autism, et cetera?
Yes. Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Blanchfield from Zufall Health Center. I could, if I may, just introduce myself so people know
That's
why
right.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
I am the director of outreach. My team and I are the liaison, so we're the representatives, the faces of Zufall in all the communities where Zufall has health centers. We do have a health center here in Warren County, in Hackettstown, right in Doctors Park. And for those of you that may not know, Zufall is a family practice community health center. We're here to keep you healthy when you're feeling good and take care of you when you're sick. And so in discussing National Vaccine Awareness
National Immunization
National
Awareness
National
Month.
National Immunization Awareness Month.
Thank you, Katie.
Really, that fits right in with health centers, because actually this week we're celebrating National Health Center Week all across the country. And if you're concerned about immunizations or wanting to make sure that your family is healthy, right? Parents, if you're not healthy, you can't take care of your kids. So we're talking about mostly kids, but there are lots of immunizations that adults also have to have for themselves, vaccines that they have to take. And you can come to the health center and get a lot of those done. If we take newborns through seniors. So we have pediatricians, we have internists, so doctors and nurse practitioners that can take care of newborns all the way through adulthood and seniors. And prevention, I think vaccines is just and immunizations are just a broader conversation to have around prevention and staying healthy, right? That's what we're here to help this community be. We want individuals to stay healthy, families to stay healthy. We want the community to be healthier. And so, yes, as a mom who has young children, I have two daughters, ages 9 and 2. And with my first daughter, I think a lot of young moms, especially brand new first children, you know, you're concerned because your kids are so delicate. They're brand new. They can be exposed to so many things, and that's why a lot of times you don't even go outside, right? Like, what do the doctors tell you? Don't go visit areas that are really congested the first, you know, few weeks of life. And especially in our culture, in America, we listen to our doctors for the most part, which is good, right? We try not to expose them to too many things. But they also have to get their immunizations and their vaccines. I think with my first daughter, I was reluctant to have the vaccine on schedule because I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to get too much.
Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to give several at once.
Because they wanted to give several at once. And I was a little bit afraid. And I want to say, you know, part of it was family. I listened to some people in my family who felt very strongly about some things, and some friends. You know, you listen to people that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as a public health professional,
yeah,
I was like, I know that this is good for my daughter. So she wasn't going into daycare. That's another thing, because if you take your child to daycare, they have to get vaccinated and they have to have their vaccines, and the daycare is going to ask for the mm-hmm. health record.
And then public school eventually.
And public school eventually, of course.
Yeah.
So I had the luxury of not having to put my daughter in my first daughter in daycare. She was with grandma, and so I didn't have to get all of her vaccines right away. Eventually, by the time she was two and she went into daycare, she was right on schedule. She had all of her vaccines. With my youngest daughter, she got all of her vaccines right when she needed to, right away. Because honestly, you're putting your child much more at risk if you don't give them back the vaccines on time. Just by grandparents that might get sick, you're putting both at risk, especially if you have a grandparent in your life and the child is exposed to something and they're hanging out with the grandparent. If they get whooping cough, it's the elderly and the young who are so much more at risk for these communicable diseases.
Now, let me ask you to pause and just jump back to what you said, Mary, earlier, because once again, when I was vaccinated, it might have been six or seven vaccines mm-hmm. years ago. Now you said 12, kind of minimum. It could be a good bunch more. Mm-hmm. What's happened in the intervening years that require so much more? Is there more diseases? Have we discovered more diseases?
That's part of it, yes. There are a number of emerging diseases out there.
Say a word about that, and either of you, that you know emerging diseases we have to be careful about.
Well, and also we've developed vaccines for the diseases that are already out there. You know, we've found about, like, HPV is another disease mm-hmm. that we have a new vaccine for, and children should be immunized with that vaccine when they're 11 and 12 years old. And a lot of people are hesitant because it is a new vaccine. So there's new vaccines being developed all the time. 11 and 12-year-olds should be vaccinated with those HPV, meningococcal, and Tdap. So I think it's also science that's happening too. We're
right.
not only real that we have vaccinations that are happening for diseases that were already out there, have already been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I would just like to add too that those diseases that have been around for a very long time, in the past, they routinely killed or harmed many infants, children, and adults. And those diseases are still around. They have just been suppressed by the great vaccination efforts that have been made across the years. And so that's why it is important, as Michelle and Mary are saying, that the children and the 11 to 12 year olds and adults are vaccinated to prevent the spread of these diseases.
Folks, we're going to take our next break. When we come back, I'd like to have a brief conversation about the other end of the spectrum, because the conversation and the debate even continues to go on regarding flu vaccine for the annual flu vaccine. And you talked about, Michelle, you listen to people in your family. Well, I've got family members on several sides of the issues. So the whole matter of the flu vaccine. But then also, we want to talk about some of the programs that you offer and some of the very important things that are coming out. We're talking about public health with three ladies who know a lot about it. A reminder that you can be a part of the conversation by calling 908-852-1234. We'll be back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It on your local station, RNJ. We'll be right back after these messages.
When was the last time you were really surprised? For Independence resident David Olson, it was a visit to the office of Dr. Gary Vandervliet at Advanced Dental Care of West Morris.
I'm not a particularly anxious person until I walk in a dentist's office. So I met Dr. Vandervliet for the first consultation. I was nervous as a cat. After having the examination and a long discussion with him, I started to feel better. I got a walk through the technology that they have in the office, too. And as an engineer, I appreciate these things. He's what I call a CAD-CAM dentist, so that he can do the crown in one day. He's got lots of up-to-date technology, did a 3D scan of the areas that needed work, and everything just worked. It worked for me in Dr. Vandervliet's office. And it truly was a comfortable experience. There's always something, right? No. Which was a shock to me.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It with Reverend Frank Fowler on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ.
We're talking about public health, very important matters that relate to every one of us in one way or another. We've spent some time talking about vaccines. And Katie, you have a thought going back to the caller a little earlier regarding the autism connection possibility, theory, concerns, fears?
Yes, I believe she was asking about is our society prepared to handle these many cases of autism?
Yes.
as they become adults.
Yes.
And I just want to mention that in the emergency preparedness from law enforcement to public health, there are programs being done to help people be able to help those who have access or functional needs, those who have mental health needs. And we could see this happening more and more as we go through the opioid crisis right now.
Mary?
Did you have some questions about the flu vaccine? And then I know we wanted to talk about a community program that we're partnering with Sioux Falls.
Just quickly on flu, the same debate occasionally, maybe less passionate, about getting a flu vaccine annually. Most doctors say yes, but many in the alternate medical area say you don't need it. It's got dangers to it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would actually say that you do need it annually because there's different strains that have been researched worldwide, and that's why you have to have the flu vaccine every year because it's different. The strains are different. There might be similar strains than the previous year, but there's usually different strains that have been researched from other outbreaks across the world.
Any research of any validity in your mind or experience that suggests that flu vaccines have negative impacts, Alzheimer's, those kind of things?
No. And one thing I just want to say, I want to dispel this myth or try to,
right,
is that you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine.
Okay.
A lot of people do feel that way, and that's true. It's not an activated vaccine. It's not live. So you cannot have, if you happen to get the flu after the vaccine, it's probably because you were already exposed to the flu.
And they often say when you get a vaccine, it's 60% effective, something like that.
Right.
I don't know how they know that, but it's never 100%. Guarantee.
Correct. That's correct.
Let's talk about your programs. Who wants to go first?
Sure. This is Michelle again. So this week we're celebrating National Health Center Week, and a very exciting event that we're going to have right here in Warren County for the entire community. Everyone is invited to attend. Is happening this Friday, August 18th, starting at 4 p.m. It's going from 4 to 8 o'clock in the evening. It's a back-to-school event, so we're talking about immunizations and kids and families and being healthy, getting ready for the school year. We're going to have some really fantastic resources available at this event happening in Doctors Park this Friday at 4 p.m. at Zufall Health Center in Hackettstown. Warren County public health nurses will be there with more information about immunization, specifically, guys, HPV. So, so important. Really, if you want to help your young daughters and sons, it's for both, boys and girls, guys. Don't think, oh, it's just for girls, protect them. It does protect against cervical cancer so that when they're adults, God forbid, hopefully, parents, you're still in their lives, but you're going to ask the question, did I protect my child when I had a chance to? And if you get the HPV vaccines, you will be protecting your young daughters from possibly getting cervical cancer as women. And where do they get it from? They get it from boys once they start having sex. It's a hard conversation to have because you don't want to think about your kids having sex at a young age, but you have to get them vaccinated before they start having sex. All right? And unfortunately, as parents, we don't always know when it's happening. We want to think that our kids are having the conversation with us, but get them protected before they start doing that. And Mary can talk more about that.
I just wanted to add this about the HPV vaccine. Thank you, Michelle. I also wanted to say that it's also important. It's cancer prevention. That's what you need to think about. And it's better to get your children immunized earlier than it is later in their teens because the vaccine will actually work better.
And so, also for boys, that's a little new to me even. Go ahead, say more.
Yeah, because, well, the parents think about the girls, right? Because it's protecting the girls from getting the cancer, right? But the cancer is caused by a virus that you get through having sex, and you get, so the boys are the carriers, essentially, right? You could think, am I saying this right?
Well,
you could think
boys can also get it in different areas of their body, too.
They can get throat cancer.
And you know what? Parents, I know this is a hard conversation to have, but believe it or not, oral cancer, so cancer in the mouth, is spread through this virus, and it's when girls and boys are having oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
And being a high school teacher, because before I was a public health professional, I taught high school, and I had a student come to me one time, and they called me Blanche when I was a teacher in high school, and she said, Blanche, kids think that not all types of sex, and I'm doing this in quotes, is actually sex, right? They think oral sex isn't really having sex. They're not putting themselves at risk for anything. They think if they're not, if they haven't lost their virginity, so if it's not vaginal, they think it's not sex.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids, they think if they're having sex in other orifices, or it's not really sex, they're not at risk, which is so untrue, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more risk with anal sex, and there's risk with oral sex, and this is happening. So this, if they have oral sex, they can get oral cancer if they have, if they have not been vaccinated against HPV.
And HPV is what again?
Mary?
The human papillomavirus vaccine.
Okay.
And another thing I wanted to say, that the research has shown that getting the vaccine, this HPV vaccine, does not make kids more likely to be sexually active.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. Where does that myth come from?
Well, where do all myths start? I think some people are out of fear. You know, I think it's a lot of fear that people are afraid. And it's
probably the same if you make your will, you're going to die.
right.
Exactly.
You know, and people are like I think Michelle mentioned, is people are afraid to talk about it. And a lot of us, look, it's hard when our children start to grow up. But I remember I'm meeting one doctor who said to me, you know, eventually you do want your children to have sex because you want to have grandchildren.
That's true.
You want them to be happy.
When they're much older. I tell my daughter.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
College,
very important. And again, we want to educate folks. So listeners, I hope you're getting educated. Maybe you have someone in your circle who needs this information. If not, tell them, connect them. We're going to give you resources to read again near the end of the program. Other programs that you want to talk about for our community?
Yes, so I just want to mention a little bit more about what we're going to have available on August 18th. It's going to be fun and games too, guys, so it's not all crazy health talk about immunizations and safe sex and whatnot. There are going to be some fun things going on. We're going to have music. We're going to have food. We have free backpacks if you've registered. If you haven't registered for the event yet, you can still join us and have a chance to win a backpack with supplies in the backpack for your family. So please come join us. We are going to have DASAC, Warren County DASAC is going to be there. So women, even men that want some information about abuse or domestic violence, abuse, sexual assault, therapy that might be available, community programs that might be available to help you that are all free, they're going to have a table there. A few health insurances are going to be there. We're going to have some information about signing up on the marketplace if you don't have insurance. We will have an opportunity for parents to schedule well visits and checkups, again, like physicals, for children that need those physicals to go back to school. So we're going to have an opportunity for that as well on that day. I did mention there's going to be free food, backpacks and school supplies, lots of fun games and entertainment as well.
So once again, this is this Friday the 18th.
This Friday the 18th.
And it is located where?
It's located at Dufault Health Center, which is in Doctors Park in Hackettstown.
Address, street?
The address is Sieber Road, building number 5.
Okay.
Doctors Park.
Right off Willow Grove Street.
Right off Willow
Grove. Down from the hospital.
Right down from the hospital. And I will give you, yes, you know what, come go to Mary for a second and I'll
okay.
have the...
All right, so are vaccines going to be given this Friday or just information about them?
No, there won't be vaccines provided this Friday. What there is, there will be an opportunity for parents to schedule physicals, the back-to-school physicals that kids need.
All right, and again, cost?
Everything's free, food, it's open to the public. There's no cost at all associated with this event.
In general, with Zufall, you go to Zufall, is there a cost in general? You walk in, you need
Sure. Please let me tell you about that. So Zufall, we're primary care. So doctors, nurses, dentists, for everyone, whether you have health insurance or not. If you don't have health insurance, what you pay is based on what you earn. So you bring in a proof of income if somebody doesn't have an income at the moment. If you're living in a shelter, if you've just lost your job, we work with you. Zufall never bills for co-pays for any kind of a patient appointment.
Essentially, you're a clinic.
We are essentially a clinic. That has a derogatory term in English, so people, we don't like to be called clinic. In other cultures that live in this, you know, in our community, in Spanish, for instance, clinica, in different countries in South and Latin America, that does not have the same negative connotation that it does in America.
Interesting.
So we call ourselves a community health center.
Okay.
We have beautiful offices. Our office in Hackettstown is like brand new state-of-the-art equipment, dental and medical facilities. We can draw your blood work right on site. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. If you guys haven't seen it, I encourage you just to come and see the office. But if you don't have insurance, you bring in proof of income, proof of residence, and a photo ID. And what you pay is based, again, on what you earn, sliding scale.
Sure.
If you
sure.
have, we take most private health insurances as well as Medicaid and J Family Care. Medicare, if you're a Medicare recipient, it doesn't matter what your Medicare card says, you only pay $5. So you come to our office, and any specialist that you might need, we refer out. Even if someone does not have health insurance, if they need a specialist, all they do is pay $10, and that gets them 2 office visits with that specialist for only those $10, and whatever's covered in that specialist visit is there.
We're going to give you a chance to tell our listeners about a phone call or a phone number or a website. Just want to add before our final break that Zufall in Hackettstown got its start over on the campus of Trinity Church. There was a mobile van there
for about
2 years, and I knew the staff there. We were very happy to help you get started. Then they went to the hospital building, and now you're down at Doctors Park. So a very valuable resource that we're quite familiar with at Trinity Church.
And we're really grateful to you, Reverend Fowler.
We're going to take a break, come back, and share final connections, a couple more thoughts, and also how you can get more information on these and other matters as we wrap up our conversation on public health.
More Let's Talk About It after this on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ.
This is Dave Woods from the House of the Good Shepherd, and it's time for another Senior Moment, a lighthearted look at issues affecting the lives of seniors. Today's topic, technology. It may seem that the younger generation has the upper hand when it comes to technology, but there are many benefits for seniors who learn to overcome the high-tech barrier. Interactive video games can be extremely valuable for both physical and mental health. Mobile devices and computers can help keep seniors from feeling isolated and lonely. Reading is an excellent cognitive process for all ages, and tablets and e-readers can benefit seniors.
Once again, here's Reverend Frank Fowler with more of Let's Talk About It on RNJ.
I hope you've learned some things this morning. We've had a broad-ranging conversation about public health, about vaccinations, about things to think about regarding your families, your friends, and mainly we hope that you have gained a new or at least a renewed awareness of the importance of taking care of your health and helping other people know about how to take care of theirs. There's a lot of things preventatively we can do, folks, and you've been told that since you were about 3 years old, right? Eat your spinach and get your sleep. But in the matter of health, we have so many resources that we're talking about today that will help you and your family and friends be proactive and help prevent health issues. So in the wrap-up, we want to start with Michelle from Zufall telling us about contacts and last-minute thoughts.
Yes, definitely. Please visit us at zufallhealth.org, Z-U-F-A-L-L, the word health.org. And if you go to the events page, you could see the flyer for a back-to-school event this August 18th. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. at 117 Sieber Road, Building 5 in Hackettstown. We will have medical screenings. We're going to have a cartoon artist doing caricatures.
Oh, cool.
Again, free school supplies and backpacks, exercise games. The Hackettstown Police Department will be there with a dog demonstration. We're going to have a mascot, some healthy food education, music, snacks, refreshments. You can call. The phone number to call to register is 973-328-3344, extension 256. And that's Eric at 328-3344, extension 256, area code 973. Please visit us at ZufallHealth.org, and we hope to see you this Friday, August 18th at 4 p.m. for fun and games.
And just one question I had beyond that and related to Zufall in general. Office hours, generally,
yes.
You walk in, no appointments?
Definitely. We appreciate appointments. Appointments are best, but we do have walk-ins. We even have Saturdays. So the first and third Saturday of every month, we are open. So please, yes, for the most part, we're open 8 o'clock to 5 p.m., And we do appreciate phone calls and appointments
if
ahead
possible.
Of time.
If possible. And these details are on the same website?
On the same website. Okay. ZUSALLHEALTH, ZufallHealth.org. And you can visit us. All of our locations are listed. Visit the location in Hackettstown for updated hours and phone numbers to make appointments.
And one of the important things to remember, folks, is in these economically challenging times and health insurance struggles, many of the services are very, very low cost, if not free. So please know that this is a resource that you and your friends or family might very well need to know about. Let's jump over to Katie Stewart, health educator for Warren County Health Department, and your final thoughts.
Yes, I just want to say that we're all about partnership, and that's why we're
right.
all sitting here together at this table. In this society with so many complex problems that impact all levels of our society, we need to work together with our partners. We can do more together than we can by ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I just want to mention a few of the resources that people can check for themselves at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC.gov,
mm-hmm.
the New Jersey Department of Health, and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Generally, any website that ends in .gov or .edu is a reputable website
sure.
and would have scientifically accurate information.
And that's really important because there's so much information out there that is not substantiated, that's just rumor, myth, or people giving their own personal opinions. So I like what you said about if you see a website, .edu or .edu.gov, much more likely to be reputable, good scientific information.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, for being with us. But much more,
thank you
for your commitment
thank
to our
you.
Community. Because one way or another, we are, as you said, Katie, all connected. Partnerships means living together in a healthier way through what you're doing. So we really appreciate that. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Hope to get you back
thank
here
you.
Another time to talk about some other topics sometime, okay?
Thank
you. Sure.
Well, friends, the music lets you know that we're about to end our program, but we thank you for listening in. And a reminder that we're always interested in your thoughts or comments about other topics. Maybe you know someone who would make a good guest on the program, perhaps a topic you'd like to have us converse about. So please feel free to give us a call here at the studio, 908-852-1234, or over at Trinity Church, 908-852-3020. Leave me a message. We'll be happy to explore your ideas. But with the music reminding you that our program's over, this is my time to remind you that this is Frank Fowler, pastor of Trinity Church in the heart of Hackettstown, where I'm glad to be for many years, and also reminding you that you've been listening to WRNJ Hackettstown. Have a great day. Free to give us a call here at the studio, 908-852-1234, or over at Trinity Church, 908-852-3020. Leave me a message. We'll be happy to explore your ideas. But with the music reminding you that our program's over, this is my time to remind you that this is Frank Fowler, pastor of Trinity Church in the heart of Hackettstown, where I'm glad to be for many years, and also reminding you that you've been listening to WRNJ Hackettstown. Have a great day.